Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of AV Insider. As always, I have a special guest, and no special more or less, but nonetheless special than every other guest we have on the show because it's someone from our industry, which is always important, and it's the reason for having this show. The name of the show, of course, AV Insider, can be found on the Rave Radio Network at ravepubs.com. Under the Rave Pubs Radio tab, AV Insider, there we are. You can find us on iTunes, etc., on your podcast network shows. Today I have a special guest who is the Senior VP of Home Electronic Luxury AV, or HELA for short, division, which is Yves Trelohan. Yves?
Hi.
Hi, thank you for taking the time today. I know you are getting ready for Integrated Systems Europe, ISE.
Yes, it's a very important show for us because it's really 100% the business we are in. So we are focusing on the custom install business with high-profile electronic audio products.
Yeah, so now before we talk about Storm Audio, the company, let's talk a little bit about you. Is maybe this is your first AV electronics tech company that you've ever worked on ever. Maybe this is your first job ever, I don't know. But if you could share a little bit of background how you got into the industry and how you ended up at Storm.
Oh, it's I start as in the IT industry for 30 years. So I was running business unit in major IT company from American like Unisys or Japanese like Hitachi. And it's not my first job in the AV industry because I found in 2003, I found Screen Research, the screen company that was at the time the major competitor of Stuart Film Screen. And I sold this company in 2011 to Adeo Screen in Europe. And the brand is still vivid and prosperous on the market. So after this experience, I was contacting to help a French company, Storm Audio, to try to develop an electronic concept. And I joined the company 3 years ago as a consultant at the beginning. And after that, we think that the company were missing some funding and capability, so I proposed one of my customers, that was Oro Technologies in Belgium, to buy the company in order that we get a very structured future. So Oro Technologies buy Storm Audio early 2014, and I'm working with Oro Technologies since then.
Ah, Oro Technologies. If everyone out there listening to the show, or maybe has heard of my show, or if you found this show by luck, and you're unfamiliar with Oro Technologies or Oro3D, what that even is, if you go back in time, or just head over to raypubs.com/AV-insider-episode-47, or just find episode 47, I interview Wilfred Van Belen, who's the CEO and inventor of Oro3D and Oro Technologies. And we kind of cover the history of that there. So if you go to episode 47, you can get a full in-depth everything Oro Technologies on that episode. But today we're talking specifically about the hardware division's Storm Audio. So,
yeah. So one of the reasons of Storm Audio is that we don't want to name the brand Oro Technology or Oro3D because obviously, as a hardware division, we are making superior electronics, and we support now and in future all the major format. So obviously, is the reason why we named the brand Storm Audio inside Oro Technology compared to Oro3D or Oro Technology, because basically we support also in a major way all the Dolby content and all the DTS content.
Right.
So we take an independent name.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. Why would you want to limit yourself from the other technologies out there when you could play all together in the same? Just create excellent hardware that supports all the formats.
Yes, exactly. And also, nobody knows really of the future of this format. So every customer wants to be guaranteed that they buy a platform that can be support all the new format or the current format for a while. And as we are targeting the high-profile customer, mainly they want to play everything that they can find in a Blu-ray on their system. They don't want to be limited in one or two formats.
I see. Now, I found, let's see, Storm at a show recently stateside in Texas, Cedia, where ran into Storm there and saw some interesting things. And now moving forward, you are at the Integrated Systems Europe show, where you will be showing a few new devices. But I mean, I should probably say that in general, that Storm Audio is not like they're new, but they're definitely, I would say, up and coming to support what people are referring to as the term immersive audio, which I feel is a very in-depth sound that surrounds you in every way, in a full surrounding in every way.
Yeah, so that's a new trend in the market because it bring a third dimension. So basically, 1D dimension is a stereo system. 2D is bringing the traditional surround in 5.1 and 7.1, and the 3D add the eighth dimension to the sound that really immerse you in a real more realistic way. And as the 3D is could be a little bit confusing compared to 3D video, the common denomination where we call these technologies immersive.
Now, at the show, which hasn't quite started yet, there are a few things that you will be showing that are new, correct?
Basically, we are showing all our processor line that is scalable, and also the power amplifier and our new integrated amplifier and immersive sound. So, in a very compact package, we offer a product that has support 16 channel and with 12 integrated amplifier in it. So, this product is targeting market where we need the capacity, and there is a lot of country where size matter, and you can't have two or three rack of electronic product, and that's exactly what this product is targeting. It's to get a very high profile solution in a very compact way, where when size matter and capacity matters, and the product has been named has already received a few awards as the rest of the line.
And this is your new AVR product?
Yeah, that's the first AVR product.
And I'm seeing it referred to as a super AVR.
Because basically, traditionally, some AVR is a compromise, and this one has no compromise. It's really a full platform of processor and immersive sound processor plus a no compromise power supply. So basically, can replace separate elements without any compromise. So it's really, for an example, it can deliver 12 times 200 watts, all channel driven. So that's quite unusual into a receiver where most of the time there is a big compromise on power supply. So yeah, the front power that is publicized is high, but you can't play very loud because the power supply and the real power of the product is not enough to drive decent size home theater. This one can really drive medium to large home theater.
Sounds good. What I didn't ask and it would be good to know, as a hardware division, Storm, does Storm make its entire product range in-house, or do you source different parts from different vendors and things like that?
Basically, the first thing inside Auro Technology is the hardware division is really completely autonomous. So basically, we define our own go-to-market strategy, product management, product line, and we design everything and we manufacture all the product in France.
Okay.
So it's fully integrated, and it's the one of the rare, very rare provider in the market that really design fully the product.
And so this new super AVR that you're showing here very, very, very soon here at the show, I see, is this a product that is now ready for the market, or are you just showing it because it's coming?
No, it's we show already at CES, and we launch it this week. It will be Basically, in order to show how integrated it is, it will be an open product. So basically, the people visiting the booth will be able to see the technology inside and how compact and professional the design is. And the product is shipping this month. So we start to ship the product to our distributor right now.
So I was speaking with a mutual friend, Paul, of Mudo Communications or PR. He was telling me that something that's different about Storm, or one thing at least, that's different from other manufacturers is because Storm is more of like a commercial, very robust product and hardware supply of products that. That's generally intended to be running 24/7. The products are just going and going, whereas I've seen other stuff that you would definitely never let run that long because they'll probably burn up, fry out, essentially die.
There is few differentiator that we try to bring to the market. The first one is really a pro design of a product that even if it is used in a home, is really designed as a 24/7 product, so you can run it permanently for a very long time. The reason why is the demand of the high profile customer is really they want something that is a professional grade design. The second thing that is specific to us is the scalable of the product. So we offer basically from around 9,000 euro to 20,000 euro and almost the equivalent of dollar, a full scalable range of product that the customer can upgrade on site. So basically, it's a single platform that you can count on it to be not limited by the specs you have, because you can, for example, you can go to a 16 channel to a 32 channel. You can add digital cinema in. You can add digital cinema out. So it's a very flexible package in order to fit all the needs and the evolution of the needs on the site. What also is for me is a differentiator, and I pushed that from the beginning of the design, and a lot of people that have seen the product have noticed this, is that immersive audio processors are a very complicated product in terms of design, electronics, and embedded software. But it's not a reason why it must be a pain in the neck to configure and to use for a system integrator of a customer. And everybody that has looked at our interface, and especially the system integrator and the distributor, I find a very easy and intuitive way to use the product. So basically, we design it view from the side of the user and not view from the side of the engineer. That mostly when a product is designed with engineer, most of time you find out that the menu and the way to use it is not really think in the in a user way. So a little bit like I don't know, but I use Apple, so it's a little bit of the iPhone way of using very easily and intuitively how to use the product. And we try to make it easy, because otherwise the technology inside that is so complex that you need this easiest way to configure it and to learn how to use the product properly. And everybody that have looked at the product consider it's a very easy product to use and to configure to compare of the technology that's inside. And it's one of the major factor. We want to balance. We lead the high profile engineering together with a marketing easy to use approach together in the same product.
That's very convenient and thoughtful as a company to provide such an easy setup or a tool to use for such a complex piece of hardware. With that, at the show, that not only will you be are showing these devices, I'm told also that you'll have some stuff for the dealers directly to get a very in-depth demo. The immersive audio range at ISC 2017, I think, for your dealers and reps and things like that, and distributors, I believe, you'll be taking them over to a place called Galaxy Studios. Is that correct?
Yeah, there is two things that will happen at the show. The first thing is we partner on the booth with Triad Speaker from the USA, from Oregon, and we will demonstrate a three-mode audio. That meaning we will have a setup of 24 speakers with a speaker layout fully compatible with Auro3D, DTS:X, and Dolby Atmos. So visitor can see that we support very fluently and in an integrated way all the format in a very easy way. Now, Storm Audio is a brand new brand in the market, and we have the chance to be one of the division of Auro Technology, and the guts of this division it's obviously Galaxy Studio that Wilfried created 10 years ago around. And we take the opportunity of the ISE that we will bring around. It was very successful unexpectedly because, as you know, ISE, most of the visitors of ISE are really busy with the meetings, so it's very difficult sometimes to pick them out outside the ISE. So we decide to organize a Galaxies tour. So it's the guts of the company in Belgium, where. To show who the people are interested, how dedicated to audio perfection the company is. So on Wednesday afternoon, we will bring around 80 people that we are volunteer to visit the Galaxy Studio and to understand the technology that is behind the company and the strengths of the group. Because all the, as we even if we are a custom installed company in terms of hardware positioning at the moment, we are very ambitious project for the hardware division, and the people will feel in Galaxy Studio how dedicated to audio the company is and how we are probably really skilled, and we have the organization to really bring this company as a very high level of success for the future. And if you and most of the people that are visiting, all the people that are visiting Galaxy Studio has been very impressed by the technology of the company.
At the show, during the show, beyond taking people to Galaxy Studios and showing the product, you as the senior VP of Halo division, what would be your number one goal for consumers at the show? What would be your goal to achieve there?
Oh, my goal is quite simple, is to confirm most we launched the new product line 3 4 months ago at CEDIA, and the people were really impressed by the portfolio and how we look at the market. So basically my main goal is to show all the audience to confirm the strengths of the company and the delivery of what we promise 3 4 months ago, and we are on time on everything, and we think that if we deliver properly our product plan, and that's what we are doing, we can become the leader of this market. So it's I want to show the people that what we are is reality, and we deliver what we promise, and and to confirm all our distributors, we have already 30 distributors worldwide on board to support our product line. We establish a support center in Asia, in India. We open our distribution and support company ourselves in the USA. With Mark Sisuski in charge of development of the business in the USA and in Americas, Paul running the PR. So we show that we are very serious about the infrastructure and the support we provide, because it's a major things about us is in complementing that we want to provide superior technology and easy to configure and to use product. I think that 50% of the success of this market segment is about providing superior support to our customers. Our distributor and dealers are facing with very demanding customer, and we show the dedication and the infrastructure to support them properly. As an example, we launch by June. Technical support worldwide, like we'll be able to support our main dealers and distributor 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. And I think we'll be the only one to provide that level of support in the entire custom install industry.
What? I can call you guys 24/7 anytime I want or I have a question?
Yes.
That just makes so many people look bad.
Obviously, it will be through the network. So we will have a network of distributors and dealers that are capable to support. But every time they will be in trouble, because obviously, as you know, they will sometimes feature that they need to have a discussion with our R&D or product management people, and sometimes there is a firmware support or hardware problem that they want to be sure that if it is normal to the behavior of the product and to fix problem, because even if we make superior technology, you never know what's going to happen, and there will be some failure sometime. It could be also in very difficult conditions. So the fact that we are supporting all our network 24 hours a day and for 7 days a week show that we are fully committed, and that especially with complex product with a lot of firmware, the network is a bit in trouble when they are left alone. They can't support a firmware fix, for example, and so that's the reason why we push that. We think, and it's also because of my IT large company behavior and history. I consider that if you deliver superior product with very demanding customer that don't care and that which time of the day is it, if they want to use their home theater, it must be ready all the time. So the only way to provide the proper support is to establish around the clock technical support. For me, it's a prerequisite.
Agreed. And the AVRs and your products in general are supported via the network, right? I can or the dealer can log on remotely to see what's going on if there is a failure in the hardware or software, correct?
Yes, the first thing is that it's a full support supported firmware product. So basically, remotely you can access to the product, and you can update the product. And the second thing is what we call remote storm monitoring. That remotely you can access to the system and see what's going on. As an example of the feature we will provide. The people remotely will be able to play a peak noise to any speakers and control all the audio chain, the electronic and cable and speaker, and see remotely what's going on. As an example, if a customer say, "Well, it looks like I have the feeling that the sound is not as good as it was when you finalized the calibration of the room, and it seemed like something is wrong, the balance of the speaker doesn't seem so good." Currently, if you have that kind of problem, the custom installer, if he doesn't go on site, he's a bit blind, and it's very difficult to make a diagnosis about that. It's the reason why we introduced the full remote control chain of the audio that they can run and they can see on the screen the response time of each of the speakers and see if something is wrong or something is okay. And we are the only one that provide that kind of features.
Speaking of room calibration or calibration of the audio system, does your hardware or do you have a built-in software or use a third-party software for room calibration or in-room
So
correction, something like that?
at the moment at the IAC, no, no, we don't have. The product is only manual EQ, but obviously it was a project that we take very seriously. And I'm very proud to announce that we'll have in the next few months, 2 3 months, one of the most exciting solution that everybody can provide to the market. We will announce at ISE an exclusive partnership with Yosono, a German company that is part of the Barco Group. As you probably know, Barco is one of the shareholder of Oro Technology. And we get the and Yosono is considered by most of the professional as the best calibration system in the professional audio. They have a superior capability of EQ up to 120 a speaker as an example of the power of the system. And when I look at the what kind of partner do we need, I take a long time to consider all the solution. I didn't want to go to one of the standard solution that most of the receiver get because I think our customer deserve something very special. So Yosono will get the exclusivity of this technology for the home entertainment market high profile. So I'm very proud of that. So no matter we provide superior electronic, we will provide in the next 3 months what I consider second to none, or if I'm a bit arrogant, probably the best home automation, automatic equalization that is in the home market.
I think it's okay to be a bit arrogant about a product that you believe in, especially if you really, really, truly believe that your solution is superior. I think in some ways, I feel that it's okay to be proud. You know what I mean? I feel that that's okay.
Yeah, we try to make we obviously we respect all our competition because there is a lot of people that provide good product, but we try to work very hard and to be very proactive also with our distributor and dealers to provide a unique solution.
I think it's good to have competition, especially in the same arenas in any aspect, because it's going to drive each company to be better, versus trying to get to this point of I'm the best and there's no one out there that can give me a run for my money, if you will. That person or that company that doesn't have the competition, will they ever strive to be better than they currently are? Will it ever push the technology forward? And will it ever even have a need to because they are the top with no competition whatsoever?
I fully agree on that. I just put the quote of being arrogant because my philosophy is obviously I try to make the best product, but I let the market decide if I get the not product. It's not to me to self-proclaim if we are the best or one of the best. It's the market to decide and the customer to decide. So it's the reason why I quote a bit arrogant because traditionally, that's the market that ranking the quality of the company and not ourselves.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. Really quick, you mentioned Barco, a shareholder in the company. For people who are unfamiliar with Barco and want to learn more about them, go back after listening to episode 47 with RO and go back one episode previous to episode 46 and listen to my interview with Mr. Richard Marples, who talks about, I don't know, projectors, lasers, technology, and a bit more. It's titled Lasers, Technology, and Barco. Oh my. Check it out. And coming back to Storm, one thing I really, well, I like a lot about your company and technologies, but the concept that it's kind of like a modular system, right? Like you said, you can upgrade if you want from 16 channel to 32 channel, if you want, digital cinema in and out, and you can change those, you can do all that stuff. I like the concept of not being stuck with a piece of hardware that is limited to just one concept. You can upgrade it if you want to. I like that idea. I think that's brilliant.
And also what is particular of that is that, and it's quite unusual on the market, is that you can, for example, benefit from the digital cinema in on the basic product of the line. You are not obliged to go to our big product to get the specific feature. So we don't push the product, we don't push the customer to be obliged to take the big things to have one or two features. So we think that you have to pay only for what you use. And if you need a 16 channel plus digital in, you don't need to have a 32 channel processor with all feature that cost double the price to benefit from the specific feature. And it's very important in our philosophy to deliver just what the customer needs.
Again, another plus about the company, right? It gives the customer the option to pick and choose what they need without having to go to the full scale product or
Yes, exactly.
series to get those options. I th think that's just a very smart move as a company and a manufacturer to let the customer decide what they want, right? And there's multiple ways of getting it, right? And then from there, if they decide later they want to upgrade, they can. They're not stuck.
Yes.
I think it's brilliant. I mean, the traditional ways of like, okay, this is one way, and I think it may have been technology limiting at the time. You have an 8-channel amp, a 16-channel amp, a 32-channel amp, and that's what you get. You can't interchange them. You can't. There's no upgrades. There's no. We're limited by hardware, and software now is making things quicker, more reliable, faster, easier to navigate. All these things have helped form what you're doing now by providing a modular concept and producing that forward through across your platforms. It allows people to kind of really work with, I want to say, all your products, because really they're not going to, I don't think that they would get stuck in one. They're going to kind of like evolve as technology evolves and expand as the technology moves forward. I think that's a really smart move.
And also, we are taking into account that if you make a fixed platform, you can't. It's very difficult to know if this platform will be still up to date in 2 3 years,
Right.
because there is a lot of things that even if you are smart and you look at what the market is doing, there is change that you can't predict. So basically, our product are really built into really in detail modular things. So each board has only one function, and that stick together to make a complete product. So basically, if there is only one of the technology that evolve, we can change it and make a refurbishing on for the customer that doesn't imply the full platform.
Okay, so we've talked about products, we've talked about the concept of expanding, picking and choosing what you want. The new products are showing at ISE. A question I didn't ask, and I am hoping that you have, or I can try and look it up myself because I have the internet, is where can people come see you? What booth or booths at ISE can they come visit and view your products?
Oh, basically, I don't know that by heart, so it's a mistake.
That's okay. I
It's the old
believe
one. It's in the middle of the old one. It's
N122.
yeah,
Perfect.
that's it. Yeah, and we are in the middle of the high-profile custom install. We are close to JBL Synthesis demonstration, and so with Dome Audio. So there is a lot of good stuff around us. So the people will be able to compare what we deliver.
Where do
And
you
that's a good thing.
That is a great thing. Where do you see, or maybe it's either your personal views. What do you say? What's next for Storm? Right, we're seeing the Super AVR, the compact series, the modular setups. All these things are brilliant. Where do you see the company moving forward? Where do you go from here?
There is two step. What I want to offer to our customer is a one shop solution for their immersive audio solution that basically will rank the processor from 5,000, 6,000 to 25,000 for the very sophisticated thing. So basically, our current range is going to basically 10K to 20K, and we plan to bring a more affordable product, a more price sensitive product, probably around 6 and 7K by the next CEDIA, in order that we really be able to get a full scalable range of product, basically starting as a more affordable price. So that's the first step, is to complement our full portfolio that is quite significant already. And the next step will be probably to explore some other solution in the next 2 years about audio distribution and multi-room audio management. That is one of the future of also our company. So one of the first product we will introduce in 2 to 3 months will be also the capability for the processor to manage binaural technology. What we call binaural technology is the capability to put a 3D sound and immersive sound into a standard headphone. Because as soon as we get all the decoding function in terms of you can play any source in immersive sound. So, but obviously, when you distribute this audio, it's very difficult in different room or in a bedroom or in a small room to have, let's say, 13, 14, or even 20 speakers because it's really not convenient and it's quite expensive. So we really believe in the future of immersive audio through the headphones. So in 2 to 3 months, the processor will be able to deliver the kind of technology where from this processor you can distribute stereo signal all around the house where you can listen in 3D in a traditional headphone.
Wow. I will definitely be looking for that. I have a nice collection of headphones from multiple manufacturers, and I would be interested in seeing how that would work across a stereo sound.
Yeah, normally this technology is you can use from a stereo standard headphone providing you have good quality. But the immersive audio is about algorithm, about psychoacoustic that move the 3D 11 or 13 or 15 channel into a stereo special signal that really make you believe it's a fully immersive sound. And it's based on very detailed analysis of how the brain is managing the sound around us. So that's psychoacoustic and mathematics.
Well, for people out there who are interested in learning more about Storm Audio, what's the best place they could go to learn more about that, Yves?
Oh, we have a specific website for the division, so stormaudio.com, where you can look at the current positioning of the company, the history, and also product line, but also explanation about technology and what we are doing. So that's the best place is our website, stormaudio.com.
Okay, stormaudio.com. I'm pretty sure if you have any questions about becoming a dealer, learning more about the products, you could probably head over to the contacts page. There's a list of people to contact in different parts of their respective countries.
Exactly,
There's
you have the list of the current distributor that will be expand this month to probably 40 countries, and you have all the sales rep contact in the US, Europe, Middle East, India, and also in Hong Kong. So basically we are covering one of the point about also sales is I was talking about technical support, but we are also managing all the contact with our customer and distributor in real time. So it's very important for us that in each geography, the people are supported during their daytime and don't have to wait for the next morning or the next time because we are European. So we really want us to become, in a real practical term, a worldwide company.
got it. Now, any last thoughts about the company before we round the show off here?
No, I think we are fully prepared. We make a nice and I hope convincing immersive sound with our partner of Triad. We will show around the booth a lot of technology, and the market potential for immersive audio is really exciting.
Okay, and once again, anyone who hears this and you are currently at Integrated Systems Europe ISE 2017, head over to 1-N121. That's Hall 1, N122. Apologize. N122, not 121. Hall 1, booth N122 to check out Storm Audio. Say hi to my friend Eves here. Get a demo. Understand what immersive audio truly is and means. Check out the product, the hardware, the Super AVR, the check it all out. Just breathe it in, understand what immersive audio is, and then go to this booth. Eves, thank you so much for your time and knowledge today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
And as
It was my pleasure.
it was my pleasure. I love learning about the products and the technology and getting it firsthand from the company. So thank you for your time. I do appreciate it. And as things move forward and you get to announce some of these new things moving forward, I'd love to have you back on the show so we could talk more about them.
Thank you so much.
All right, everyone, this has been AV Insider. We'll catch you on the next show. One closer to 100. Well, who will it be? Could be you. If you have a question, you can email me at Johnny, JohnnyMota, the number 3. That's JohnnyMota3 at gmail.com. On Twitter, it's at JMota3. Same on Instagram, Facebook. Find me there. MySpace, Friendster, etc., etc. Just kidding about the last two. Everyone, this has been AV Insider. Thanks for listening.